KPBS On Demand is supported by Paint Care, offering households and businesses in California more than 800 leftover paint drop-off sites for recycling. Quantities of 100-plus gallons of paint may qualify for a large volume pickup. Learn more at paintcare.org.
Good morning, I'm Tepe Cruz. It's Friday, July 17th. How some San Diegans are speaking up against the Trump administration. More on that next, but first, let's do the headlines. Eligible students in the San Diego Community College District will be granted automatic admission to SDSU starting fall 2026. San Diego City, Mesa, and Miramar Colleges are part of the Community College District. The agreement between the district and SDSU was announced yesterday and is being called the first of its kind. It's opening day at the Dalmore Racetrack. Gates open at 11:30 a.m. Opening day is just as much about the fashion and food as it is about the horses. In the hat contest, participants will compete for thousands of dollars in prizes. The categories include best racing theme and most glamorous. Racing season runs through September 7th. Pride also starts today with the Spirit of Stonewall Rally. It commemorates the Stonewall Riots in 1969, when the LGBTQ plus community stood up against police-sanctioned violence and discrimination. At the rally, they'll also be recognizing leaders in the community. It starts at 6 p.m. by the Hillcrest Pride flag on University Avenue. From KPBS, you're listening to San Diego News Now. Stay with me for more of the local news you need.
KPBS On Demand is supported by Maracal Design and Remodeling, helping homeowners with their home remodeling needs. From ADUs to kitchen remodels, room additions, and custom homes, Maracal Design and Remodeling can help homeowners design and build their dream homes. More at trustyourhometous.com.
Protests against the Trump administration took place across San Diego County yesterday. Metro reporter Andrew Bowen says the theme was Good Trouble Lives On.
Show me what democracy looks like!
This is what democracy looks like!
Hundreds of people lined the sidewalk of Fletcher Parkway in El Cajon Thursday morning, holding American flags and signs mentioning issues like deportations, climate change, free speech, and cuts to federal funding for public media. Lisa Goetz is a lifelong Democrat who lives in Spring Valley. She said it was her first time ever participating in a protest.
I've always felt like there's enough people, and so I didn't need to go. But now we need more people to get out and, you know, let the people know that this is not okay.
Good Trouble is a term coined by the late civil rights leader and Congressman John Lewis, who died exactly 5 years ago. Andrew Bowen, KPBS News.
Drivers on the 15 may have noticed smoke near Pomerado Road yesterday. UC San Diego researchers were studying how fire spreads through earthquake-damaged buildings made of a lightweight steel. Last month, they tested how a 10-story building would fare during an earthquake. This time, they measured how fire moved through it. Tara Hutchinson is a structural engineering professor.
We have drones in the air that are trying to capture surface temperature, wind information, even particulate information.
UC San Diego says these tests could help determine whether it's safe to build taller with this type of steel. It could make construction faster and less expensive. Imagine growing up in the U.S., going to high school, starting a career, having a family, only to learn that you're not an American citizen. Border reporter Gustavo Solis says that's exactly what happened to thousands of children born in other countries and adopted by American parents in the 60s, 70s, and 80s.
Shirley Chung was adopted from South Korea in 1966 and raised in Texas. You can still hear it when she talks.
Grew up in a black household, went to white private schools, went to black churches with my parents, went to white churches with my friends I went to school with.
Chung assumed she was an American citizen most of her life, until she misplaced her Social Security card about 5 years ago and tried to get a new one. She was 57 at the time.
So when I went to the Social Security office, That's when they told me, we can't give you your card. You need to prove your status in this country. I didn't know what that meant.
It meant that she wasn't actually a U.S. citizen.
I think I was more hurt than anything because it started triggering all those feelings of, you don't belong, you're not white enough, you're not black enough, you're not Korean enough, now you're not American enough.
Chung is just one of between 30 and 70,000 international adoptees who never became U.S. citizens. Emily Howe is a lawyer trying to help these people adjust their immigration status.
There were individuals who were babies, you know, 2 months old, 5 months old, like 18 months old, who were shipped overseas through no choice of their own. And now that they're in their 40s, 50s, and 60s, it should not be their problem.
This work is personal for Howe. She was born in Vietnam and adopted by American parents. Now, she became a U.S. citizen when she was still a child. The process worked for her, but she cannot imagine what it's like for adoptees who never got that opportunity.
The issue of the undocumented adoptees is so egregious and appalling. It's just such a fundamental issue of basic human rights that I had figured if and when I can do anything about it, I should.
Howe says that our outdated immigration laws don't offer an easy fix for this administrative problem. There's no form that adoptees can fill out or an appeal that they can file. Instead, immigration lawyers have to find workarounds to establish citizenship, either through marriage or children or some kind of humanitarian visa program. And that lack of an easy fix is incredibly frustrating for Chung, who says that her friends are often surprised to learn about her immigration status.
You know, part of their response was, well, why don't you just go and apply for citizenship? And I just want to kind of knock their teeth down their throat because I'm a very intelligent woman standing in front of you. If you thought it was that easy, don't you think I would have done it?
Instead of actually knocking teeth in, Chung has channeled that energy to advocacy work through the organization Adoptee Rights Campaign. Joy Alessi is the executive director.
After families went through the adoption process, it's pretty lengthy. It was even back then. They get through court, they get their adoption finalized, and they're very, very focused on the child and the family unit and so on. And oftentimes they just didn't either know that they were supposed to do that last filing for the citizenship, or sometimes they just forgot.
Alessi says there are impacted adoptees from all over the world, but those from South Korea are overrepresented. That's because after the Korean War, the U.S. and South Korean governments encouraged adoption between the two countries. More recently, the South Korean government's Truth and Reconciliation Commission found instances of fraud in the adoption system at that time. Alessi is one of those South Korean adoptees. She says Americans broadly support fixing the problem.
They understand that there is a difference here, and most of them are very, very sympathetic and willing to even advocate. But Congress is another beast.
The Adoptee Rights Campaign has spent the last 10 years asking Congress to pass the Adoptee Citizenship Act. The legislation would grant citizenship to adoptees who never formalized their status. Lawmakers considered the bill in 2022, but never passed it. Chung will continue to advocate for adoptees, who are now especially afraid of deportation because of President Donald Trump's aggressive immigration enforcement.
I don't know what's going to happen.
Yes.
You know, is it going to take some of us to start getting picked up for us to get our story out there? I hope not.
Chung plans to continue carrying on as an American, even if it's taking time for the paperwork to catch up. Gustavo Solis, KPBS News.
And now some news about this podcast. We're making some changes here at KPBS, and that means San Diego News Now will have a new host and producer. Lawrence K. Jackson is taking the reins and launching a new chapter for this daily news podcast. And Lawrence joins me now to talk about the road ahead. Lawrence, welcome to San Diego News Now.
Thank you so much, Debbie. I mean, we just got connected a couple weeks ago, but, you know, big fan of you, big fan of the podcast, and obviously of public media, so happy to be here.
What sparked your interest in journalism, and what drew you to the San Diego News Now podcast?
I like to say, in a weird way, journalism found me. You know, I always found myself doing public speaking, storytelling. You know, as long as a child, really, with the Boy Scouts, I even did a presentation at a local news network, and they turned it into some short-form content. So I like to say storytelling found me. I went to school for journalism, Syracuse University, and, you know, I really just try my best to center myself, tell the truth, tell the story, tell the facts.
Where do you get your inspiration to continue pursuing journalism and storytelling?
Yeah, I think for, you know, myself and yourself, Debbie, I think, you know, we both are in a position of representation. You know, there's somebody from maybe a small neighborhood that looks up to you, that identifies with you, that sees herself in you. And I like to do the same, you know. So for any young black, brown boys looking to get on TV, get on radio, storytell, get in journalism, you know, I do my best to be some sort of an example for them.
Let's talk a little bit about the podcast. What are your long-term goals for it?
Oh, my gosh, so many. I mean, obviously, one or two, we got to keep a secret, right? But, of course, I would love to make it a little bit more interactive, you know, for any of the listeners, for any of the San Diego County neighborhoods. We'd love to hear from them on social media. So I'll give shout-outs and say, hey, you know, we did a story on Chula Vista today. Anybody from Chula Vista, can you give us a comment on our KPBS? So looking to have that more one-on-one relationship. And then obviously, you know, one of the things that really doesn't need much tweaking is KPBS, PBS messaging, supporting our local neighborhoods. So that will stay just the same, just with a few maybe style tweaks, we'd say, right?
Any other ideas about engaging with the podcast community?
Absolutely. You know, I hail from the East Coast. I'm from Spring Valley, New York. So my whole life I would say, hey, I'm Lawrence from Spring Valley. And people would say, Spring Valley, California? And I would say, no, the other Spring Valley you don't know. So really just looking to get to know all of the neighborhoods in the county. So Spring Valley, Chula Vista, La Mesa, Santee, et cetera. And, you know, when you see me, whether it's at Costco or at a local store, say hello, you know, give some feedback. We love to hear from people in person. So really kind of breaking that wall between radio, TV, and then meeting these people. With local news, I think you should be able to reach out and touch people. So looking forward to just saying hello, getting to know people, and getting to know San Diego more.
Okay, so you mentioned you're not a San Diego native. Tell us a little bit more about yourself.
Yeah, I was born in New York City, raised right outside. I went to Syracuse University for college. From there, I did, you know, a bunch of stops, hard news and soft news, music, entertainment, any form of storytelling where I can present facts and push a story. I'm going to do that. And I just felt like, you know, with everything going on, joining public media, joining this fight, keeping this art of storytelling and of unpaid media alive, it's just something that I'm super passionate about. And I'm you know, like I said, I'm so humbled to be here and join this team. And, you know, from you on the radio to some of our anchors on TV, to me on this podcast now, you know, I think we all encompass what PBS and public media needs and is. And, you know, I look forward to just doing that daily.
Very nice. Very exciting. Very glad that you're going to be our new host, and I wish you the best of luck.
Debbie Cruz, thank you so, so much. I look forward to working with you.
And I would like to thank our listeners for their support and them always listening to the podcast, giving us some feedback. And I want to invite everyone to join me weekdays on KPBS on All Things Considered. That's it for the podcast today. This podcast this week was produced by Lawrence K. Jackson and edited by Brooke Ruth. As always, you can find more San Diego news online at kpbs.org. I'm Debbie Cruz. Thanks for listening and have a great weekend.
KPBS On Demand is supported by Maracal Design and Remodeling, helping homeowners with their home remodeling needs. From ADUs to kitchen remodels, room additions, and custom homes, Maracal Design and Remodeling can help homeowners design and build their dream homes. More at trustyourhometous.com.